This is B-Way News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House said Monday it was too soon to tell whether the aborted rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group and its leader in Russia this weekend will change the course of the conflict in Ukraine or international relations in general. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
In his first public comments since the end of a short-lived rebellion inside his country over the weekend, a defiant Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday condemned the armed mutiny by Wagner mercenaries and at the same time said he had deliberately let the 24-hour revolt go on as long as it did to avoid bloodshed and that it had reinforced national unity.
This civil solidarity has shown that any blackmail, any attempt to create internal turmoil is doomed to failure. I repeat, we saw the greatest consolidation of society.
Putin did acknowledge there was bloodshed in the weekend rebellion, but blamed it on the Wagner group.
And that is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. And at a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that the U.S. is still assessing the weekend's fallout.
It's just too soon to know what impacts this is going to have on Ukraine and on Russia, quite frankly, throughout Europe. It's just too soon to know.
Дорогие друзья,
in his first public comments since the...
Meanwhile, the U.S. officials say the Pentagon will announce it is sending up to $500 million in military aid to Ukraine, including more than 50 heavily armored vehicles and an infusion of missiles for air defense systems. The aid comes as Ukrainian and Western leaders